Okay, today's daf is daf lamin hey. So we got to the last two lines of lamin dal amud beis. The Gemara had introduced the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish about the din if a what's called the chayve misos shogigin and chayve malkos shogigin, that a person did a maisa that would normally be chayve misos or chayve malkos, but he did it b'shogig, so it doesn't result in that onesh. Whether in that case you would say kimle b'drabi minayim pater from the tashulim or not, Rabbi Yochanan said that chayve misos shogin, chayve misos chayve malkos shogin are both chayiv in Mamon. We don't say kimle because lamaisa there wasn't an onesh, and Reish Lakish says no, even the theoretical possibility of there being an onesh, the fact that there was a maisa to such a misa, maisa to such a malkos, we would say kimle and we depart it from the tashlumim. So Gemara now says again, last two lines of lamed dal and rebe is aseve. There would still have to be, no, not for, according to Reish Lakish, it would not have to be asra. No asra for Reish Lakish. So Gemara that says Aisive Reish Lakish Lur Biyochan. Biyochan is Reish Lakish asks Biyochan the following question. It says in the pasuk V'lo Ye Alson Anosh Ye Anesh. And as if there's no misa, the situation where the two people were fighting and no one died, so then and they hit the lady in the stomach and knocked out the vlados, so the lach would be you'd have to pay for the demei vlados. So that's a situation where there's no onesh. But had there been an onesh, the Gemara is medayik on the top of Laman Hey, my lav Asun mamish. But had there been a real misa, then there would be a ptur. It's a raya for Rabbi Yochanan. It's a raya for again. My lav asan mamish. So it says Rashi in the top here. My lav asan mamish. Im lo meisa haisha yanish hanogev b'dmei vlados. If the woman doesn't die, so the nogev, the person who hit her, would have to pay dmei vlados. Ha im meisa. But if she did die, lo yanish, there would not be a punishment of tashuma. You'd say kimle. Even if there is no warning, which means that there is no misa, but the fact that it was a misa, that someone died, even though it's called chayve misas shogigin, there would be a ptur of the tashlumim. It's a raya for Reish Lakish and a kashya for Rabbi Yochanan. And the Gemara says, lo, din asam. What it means is that the din asam, if there's a chayve misa on the nogef, meaning we're going to give him a punishment of Misa, then we say Kimle. But if there is no Chiyah Misa on the Nogef, we would not say Kimle, and that's how Rabbi Yochanan interprets his pasuk. Gemara says, Ikadami, the same exact back and forth, but the opposite order. Ikadami, Eisre Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. This time Rabbi Yochanan challenges Reish Lakish, and he says, if there's no Asom, then Anosh Yanish. My lav din Asom, but if there was a din Asom, if there was a Misa's Bezdin, then there would be a tour of Tashlumim, and Reish Lakish is back low, Asun mamish, if there's a death, if the woman dies, even though the nogif isn't getting killed, it is a what's called chayve misa shogi. Again, Reish Lakish would say there'd be a ptur because of kimle midirabi mine. Fine. Now the Gemara says Amar Rava, umi ika midi liman damar chayve misa shogigin chayavim. Would anyone actually say in a maisa where a person did a maisa vera that's a maisa vera of a misa, even though he's not getting the misa because it was done shogig? Would anyone actually say you're chayiv? We're about to prove that everybody holds chayiv misa shogigin is actually pata. You would say kimle like Reish Lakish. How do we know that? Everyone would say this. V'hatana, the Braisa says, the Hatana de Bechizkia, make adam u'make behema. We're connecting the hitting of a adam to the hitting of behema. Meaning what? Ma make behema lo chilkas bo. When there's a make behema, when a person damages an animal or property, we don't say lo chilkas bo bein b'shogeg bein b'mezid bein miskaven l'shem miskaven bein derech yirida l'derech aliyah l'pota mimamon el l'chay b'mamon. So the din is regardless of how this happened, whether it's done accidentally, it was done on purpose, it was done this way, it was done that way, across the board, the lacha is going to be there's going to be a chiyuv here. That person's chiyuv, a person causes damage. Could you say adam muad li olam? When a person causes damage himself to property, to behema, he's always chayv adam muad li olam, whether it's a major shogig onus. That's across the board. There's no distinctions. So too, af maka adam. So too, when a person kills another person, there we'd always say pata from mamon. Again, when a person hits an animal, he damages property, he's always chayiv. And the inverse is when a person kills another person, he's always pater from the mamon because of kimle. And the Gemara says, af maka adam lo tachlok, but we're not going to distinguish bein b'shogeg, bein b'meid, bein miskavin, l'shem miskavin, bein derech yirida, l'derech aliyah, l'chayiv mamon, elo l'pocher mamon. He's pater across the board. We would say kimle even if it's a shogeg. So everybody must embrace the opinion of Tanya de Bechizkiya. So So how could Rabbi Yochanan get away with suggesting that maybe Chayiv Shogin, Chayiv Misa Shogin should be Chayiv in Tashlumim? So the Gemara says, you're right. Ella, ki also Rabban, when Rabban came back from Eretz Yisrael and he reported, Amar Chayiv Misa Shogin, kuli alma lo pligi de pturin. Everybody agrees, like this Tana de Bechizkia, if a person has a Misa Veira that's Chayiv Misa, although it's Shogin, you would always say Kimle, you'd always say Pater. So what's the machlokas between Rav Shlokesh and Rabbi Yochanan? Ki pligi b'chayve malkios shogin v'devar achet. By chiv misa shogin, everybody agrees the chiv misa, that misa ver misa, will wipe out the chiv tashumim. But let's say they did a misa that's chayve malkos, but they did it b'shogig, so they're not getting malkos. Is that misa ver of malkos strong enough to exempt the devar achet, which is mamun? Rabbi Yochanan amar, chayve misos iskish, Chayve Malkios lo iskish. This pasuk above of Makavema is only talking about when a person kills someone, when it's Chayve Misas, that's where you say there's no distinction across the board. We always say Kimle. But Chayve Malkios is not part of that equation, so Chayve Malkios Shogigin would be Chayve in Tashlumim according to Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish responds back, Reish Lakish Amar, Pater, he thinks it's Pater. Even Chayve Malkios Shogigin would be Pater from Tashlumim. How does he know? So Gemara says, Beferish Ribsa Torah, Chayve Malkios ke Chayve Misas. The Torah explicitly includes the Ptur Mamon of Chayve Malkios Shogin, just like it's a Ptur of Chayve Misas Shogin is parted from Tashlumim. Heichan Ribsa Torah. Where do we find the Torah that includes Chayve Malkios Shogin in the category of Chayve Misas Shogin? And the Gemara says there are two opinions here. Amar Abaye. Abaye says, Asya Rasha Rasha. There's a Gezerah Shava. If you look at Rashi, Rashi explains the Gezerah Shava here. Asir Rasha Rasha, v'nemar b'chayvim misos, asher hu Rasha lamus, that says b'chayvim misos, the din Rasha, and nemar b'chayvim malkios, v'haya im ben akosa Rasha, so it's the gzer shava, just like chayvim misos shogigin is pater from tashlumim, so too through the gzer shava Rasha Rasha, chayvim malkios are also pater from tashlumim. Rava gives a different source. Rava amar, asir maka maka. He says gzer shava maka maka, which we're going to clarify, but just look at Rashi for a moment. Rava amar, asir maka maka, meaning, according to Rava, we're not learning Malkios from Misa, which is learned from Maka Behema. Rather, Malkios is going directly to Maka Behema. Just like Maka Behema is connected to Maka Adam, Chayvi Misa, so to Maka Behema is connected to Chivim Malkios, the direct connection to Maka Behema, that there's no distinction, and not going through Maka Adam to get to Maka Behema. So those are two different opinions, how we know Rish Lakish thinks Chayvi Malkios, Shogigin is also Pater, from Tashlumim. So now the Gemara challenges this drasha of Rava, who says Maka Maka. So Amar Le Rapapa Le Rava, hey Maka, where does it say Maka at all by Chayvim Malkios? We saw by Maka Adam, it says by Chayvim Misa Shogim. But it doesn't say Maka, the word Maka by Chayvim Malkios anywhere. Hey Maka, which one? Elaim, if you're going to tell me Maka Behema Yishal Meno Maka Adam Yumas, that pasuk above, we already established the high Bektalaksiv. That's talking about Misa, not talking about Malkios. So that can't be the pasuk that he's using to talk about, to describe Chayvi Malkios. Elahai Maka, Maka Nefesh Behema Yishal Menu, it says in the pasuk. That's the same pasuk above. Nefesh Shachas Nefesh. And then juxtapose that pasuk, it says, Samech Lei, Vish Ki Yitain Mum Ba Miso Kasher Asa Kein Yaseh Lo. When a person attacks his friend, he damages his friend, he has to do the same thing. Bahai La Maku, but it doesn't say the word Maka, it says Yitain Mum. You give a Mum, but it doesn't say the word Maka. That's not a Gezerah Shava. So Gemara says, no, we're not really, Rava's not really using a Gzer Shava Maka Maka, on a Haka Haka Karinam. We're not even using the word Haka, we're saying when there's a damage taking place here, that's what's going on here. Rashi says, Haka Haka Karinam, Umum Aide Hakahu Niten, Umum, you give a blemish to your friend by hitting him, but we're not really using the word, we're just saying, just like there's damage by Maka Behema, there's also damage by Malkios, and therefore, by Chova B'Chavero, and therefore connecting Maka Adam to Chova B'Chavero. One's hurting an animal, one's hurting a person. But either way, we're connecting the two concepts that just like Maka Adam, the din is always Chayv and Mamon, so too, when it comes to Chova B'Chavero, it's always going to be Pater from Mamon. Gemara says, Chova B'Chavero is Pater from Mamon. Okay, we're trying to prove Chayv Malkios Shogin is Pater from Mamon. And we just tried proving from Chova B'Chavero the Chov B'Chavei is part of from Mammon, just like Chayv, Maka Behema is always Chayv and Mammon. We're just equating that there's no distinctions. So Gemara says, what do you mean Chov B'Chavei is not Chayv, not part of Mammon? V'hok ki k'siv b'chov b'chaveru hu, t'ch'siv v'chov b'chaveru is bar tashmuhu, is Chayv Mammon. We're looking for a place where the Chiv Malkios is exempting a person from Mamum. This source is where there's a Chiv Mamum. Gemara says no. Im einu inin laka sheyesh ba shavapruta. If we can't establish this pasuk referring to, it's not. It doesn't make sense to describe this pasuk as where there's a Chiv Mamum, where he caused a damage of a shavapruta, where he's paying money. Rather, tineu inu, we're going to say the pasuk is talking about a case laka she'ein ba shavapruta, where there is such a small damage that was done, a tiny scratch, where there wasn't even a shavapruta of damage, so he doesn't pay mamon, pachas m'shavapruta, there's a mamon, but he does get malchus. So since he gets malchus, when it's less than shavapruta, so there's malchus, but there's no mamon, that's the example that we see, that chayvi malchus shogin is pata for mamon. Well, says, wait a second, the p'tur mamon isn't because Kimlei of the Chai Malka Shogun is knocking at Mamon. There's no Mamon here because there's no Mamon to pay. Pachos Misharaputa isn't called Mamon. That's not on the radar. We're looking for a case where Malkios is going to exempt the Mamon. There's no Mamon to even discuss here. That's what the Gemara asks on the top of Amid Bezer. So, in the end of the day, Lav Bar Tashumahu, the reason why there's no payment with a person's Chova B'chavero, Pachas Misharaputa, it's not because the Chai Malka Shogun is a Kimlei of the Mamon. There's not even Mamon to discuss here. Or it says no. We're talking about here in the end of the day, lo tzricha de bahade de machia kra shirayin delay. When the person damaged the individual, pachas mishapruta, which is malchios, he also tore the guy's clothing. So we're talking about the moment of tearing the clothing. So the din is that since he hit the guy, pachas mishapruta, that's chayiv malchios shogin will exempt him from the payment of the shirt that he tore. And that's what we prove from this. And that's how, again, Reish Lakish knows that Chai V'Malkios Shogin is in fact Pater from Tashumin. That's all for Reish Lakish. But again, Rabbi Yochanan holds Chai V'Malkios Shogin is Chai V'Mamon. It's Reish Lakish that holds Chai V'Malkios Shogin is Pater from Mamon, either because of Gzer Shava of Russia, or because based on the Pasuk HaKa HaKa, based on this okimta of the Malkios, the Pachas M'Sharaputa, and damaging property, the shirt, at the same time. Fine. So now the Gemara says, just look at Tosa just for a second, a small Tosa on the top here, Laman Hema Beis, Im Einu Einin Lahaka, Sheish Bal Shavapruta, if it's not going to be relevant to a situation where he caused the Shavapruta, let's establish it's referring to a situation where there's less than Shavapruta, which means there's no Mamon, but there's Malkos. Asks Tosa, it's just a simple question, Vim Tomar, V'ha Itzrich Lahachi De Mahach Nafkalan Chove Chavei L'Tashumim B'Rei Shachove, wasn't this the very source you have to teach that when a person damages his friend, Chove B'Chavei, you pay money? So how is it now available to teach me this din that Malkios, Chai Malkios Shogin is Pater from Tashumim? It's already used for another drasha, to which Tosa answers, V'yei Shlomar, D'Hach Sugya Ki'idach Tanai Hasam. This mission must be learning like a different Tana over there, the Mafki Chove B'Chavei L'Tashumi Krachwina. And therefore, since another pasuk is used to teach me that Chove B'Chavei is pays tashumim, pays money, this pasuk now becomes available to make the drasha that Chai V'Malkios Shogin is pater from Mamon according to Reish Lakish. So now the Gemara says two lines down on Laman Hemen Beis. So Amalei Rav Chia L'Rava U'Latana de Bechizkia. So those were the two opinions above Rav and Tana de Bechizkia. They had the following question. We say that the Amar Maka Adam Maka Bema Mimai, so that they use this pasuk Maka Adam Maka Bema, that drasha, that how do you know Mimai de Bechol Ksiv? Whoever said that referring to a weekday where this event took place. Vileke leflugei, and therefore there's no need to distinguish between Mezid, Shogeg, whatnot. Dilma b'Shabbos Ksiv, maybe the context of the pasuk Maka Adam Maka Bema is referring to Shabbos. De Behema Gufa Ika leflugei, that within the world of Maka Behema, there's room to distinguish. If a person damages a Behema on Shabbos, he'd be pot. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says here, Dilma, around five narrow lines down, Dilma b'Shabbos k'siv, v'akarchach ashogeg k'siv k'rat, referring to a case of shogeg, diba mezid, havle muschayiv b'nafsho, upatim in a tashum. If a person damages an animal and causes the animal to bleed on Shabbos, or kills the animal, shrit, Shech the animal on Shabbos, he's chai misa for the mlacha, he's pater from tashlumim. So maybe Maka Behema, there is room for distinction. If it was on Shabbos, so b'mezid, he's pater from tashlumim. If it was b'shogeg, he's chai in tashlumim. Who said that this pasuk is referring to chol? Maybe it's on Shabbos, and there's room to mechalik, and there's no drasha of Maka Behema to Maka Adam anymore. Then Gemara says, lo saka daidach, no one would think that this is referring to taking place on Shabbos, and to distinguish between mezid and shogeg, because dechsiv u'maka behema yushalmena, u'maka adam yumas. So this pasuk connects the hitting of an animal, whereby a person pays damage for his killing a person, where he gets killed for killing a person. Hey chidami, what's the case here? idilo asibe, if there's no hasra, so maka adam ama yumas. If a person kills another person without hasra, he should not yumas, he should not be killed, you need hasra to use capital punishment. Ella, pshita de asibe, must certainly be where there's hasra. Well, wait a second, I b'shabbos, if it's going to case of Shabbos now, that there's hasra now, hasra that's taking place on Shabbos, and he killed a behema, the first part of the pasuk, but I b'shabbos maka behema, yishamenu, he should pay, we should say that he should be kimla, if he's warned, don't kill the animal, you're going to get a chimisa, and he killed him, why the pasuk say yishamenu? Must be the only way to interpret the pasuk is, elala b'chol, where there was a hasra, but it took place during the week. And since maka behema, you damage, you killed an animal during the week, you're chayv always, regardless of mezid, shogeg, whatnot, because adam mu'ul li'olam, there's never a distinction. So too, when a person kills another person, so that he's always going to be pater, regardless of mezid, shogeg, because chayv misa shogegin is pater from tashuman. That's the drush. So now the Gemara asks, this is a bit of a tricky Gemara now, because we kind of have to hold cup of all the different opinions that we went through a lot of opinions to this parak about whether you say kimle, whether you don't say kimle, whether knas is different, whether mis is different, whether malka is different, whether karz is different. So Gemara is now trying to figure out, after all the dust has settled, how do we interpret the Mishnah that we've been trying to figure out from the beginning? So we have to kind of walk through this a bit slowly, it's a bit tricky. So Gemara says as follows now. Amalei Rapapa Labai. Rapapa says to Abaya, Lirabba, according to Rabba, who learned above, the Amar Chidishu Shechidsha Torah B'knas. That although in general we would say kimle b'dirabi minei, and if there was misa, there'd be a tour of tashlumim. But when it comes to that mamon being a chiv knas, there's a chiddush haTorah that even though there's misa, knas would be paid as well. The afagav, the Gemara explains what I just said, that afagav de miktal, even though the person gets killed, mishalim, he pays the knas. So now the question becomes: our masis and our mishnah kiman mokilo, who is going to be the author of our Mishnah? Remember, the Mishnah we try to figure out, our Mishnah versus the Mishnah of Maseches Makos. So our Mishnah said that there's a Chiv Knas B'chayvi Lavin, and when it comes to the Mishnah Makos, it says, no, there's only Malkos, but there is no Tashlumim in that case. So who's going to be the author of the Mishnah? So we say, Ik Rebbe Meir, if Rebbe Meir is the author of the Mishnah, and who's Rebbe Meir? Rebbe Meir is the opinion who holds there's Malkos Mishalim. In other words, the Mishnah in Makos, which says there's Mamun. And the Mishnah in Makos, which says there's Malkos, there's no steer, they're both true. Whenever there's Lokum Mishalim, you do both them. Our Mishnah says you pay the Knas, and the Mishnah Malkos says you get the Malkos, and everything works fine. If you say Rabbi Meir is the author of our Mishnah, the problem is Kasha Bito. Because next Mishnah we're going to learn that there's no Chiv Knas. If a person is Baal Bito, there is no Knas, because Kimle B'dirabim Minei. But if we're saying that Rabbi Meir really holds that by Knas, you pay the Knas even though there's Misa, so by Bito, there should be a Chiv Knas. So Rabbi Meir cannot be the author of the Mishnah, because even by Bito, there should be a Chiv Knas. So he can't be the author. Kasha Bito. If you're going to say, Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana, if you're going to suggest that he is the author, that he's the one who holds also, when there's a case of Chiv Malkos and Tashlumim, he also holds that there's going to be a Chiv Knas. But he says, by Misa and Tashlumim would not be a Knas. The only time Knas is a Chiddush, you pay when it's Malkos, and in Knas, you pay the Knas also. That's why he could be the author of the Mishnah. But when it comes to Misa and Knas, he said there would actually be a Ptur of Knas, you would say Kimle. The question becomes, according to him, Kashi Achoso. Because by the case of Achoso, our Mishnah said, there is a Chiv Knas now. But in his world, since Achoso, there's a Chiv Misa, there should be a Ptur of a Knas. I mean, he only holds that Knas you pay if it's Malkos and Knas. But by Misa and Knas, you should be Pater. So how can you say Achoso, which is Chai Misa, for there should be a Chiv Knas? So that's a Kasha, he can't be the author either. Ik Rebbe Yitzchak, if you're going to say Rebbe Yitzchak, it's really the author of our Mishnah. Who's Rebbe Yitzchak? So if you look at the Rashi, two narrow lines down, Rebbe Yitzchak says, Rashi, the Ik Rebbe Yitzchak, Tokme, Damar Maseches Makos, Ein Chai Krisis Bechal Malkos Mem. There's a big discussion when it comes to Chiv Karis, is there an assumed Malkos also attached to the Karis or not? We typically assume that when there's a Chiv Karis, if a person gets Malkos, he's actually exempt from Karis. So whenever there's Karis, there's also Malkos. Rebbe Yitzchak argues and says, no, Karis is Karis, and Malkos is Malkos. The Malkos is not attached at all to Chiv Karis. In his world, continuing in Rashi, V'les lei hai, dei lohen alokin habal achoso, v'shem hachi chayvi b'tashlumim. So the din is that he would hold that a person is Baal Achoso, there would be a Chiv Knas because there's no Malkos. Yes, there's a Chiv Karis by Achoso, but there's no Chiv Malkos by Achoso. So the din would be that he holds that a Chiv Karis does not exempt a person from Knas. So that's why a ba'al achol, even though he agrees malchus, would exempt from a knas, karis would not. So a ba'al achoso, according to him, only is a chiv karis, but there's no chiv malchus. So since it's chiv karis, there still is a knas that must be paid, according to him. The problem for him is kashu mamzeris, because mamzeris, the din is there's a lav by mamzeris. And he agrees a lav does say kimle of a knas. So if there's mamzeris, why would there be a chiv knas? There should be a kimle with the rabbi minei. The lav should exempt the knas. I told you, a bit tricky. So who is the author of the Mishnah? It can't be Rabbi Meir. It can't be Rabbi Nechonim Ben Akani. It can't be Rabbi Yitzchak. So who is it? So Gemara concludes, it must be Hanicha, if you hold, Isavrla Krabi Yochanan, Hunami, Mitarich like Krabi Yochanan. So if you hold like Krabi Yochanan, then everything works out nicely. What does that mean? If you look at Rashi, Rashi says Hanicha around six Y lines down, Isavr Rabbi, Rabbi holds Krabi Yochanan. The Kishilo Hisubo Mishalim. Our Mishnah says in Maseches Ksubis, why do you pay knas? Because they didn't give hasra. If there is hasra, there's malchus, no mammon. If there's no hasra, so there's no malchus, but the mele is mammon. So our mishnah is a case where there's no hasra, and that's why there's mammon. Because he holds, even though chayve malchus shogin, he holds chayve malchus shogin with debra achar yurchayev. So if he holds a gav yochanan, everything works out very nicely. However, elei savak reish lakish, says the Gemara, hey chametarza, how is it going to work out for reish lakish? Because he holds, even chayve, even if there's no hasra, Chayve Malkiah Shogin would still be putter from Tashumim. So in the world of Reish Lakish, how do you ever have a case where your Chayve Knas, every one of the cases listed are all Chayve Malkiah Shogin or Chayve Misa Shogin, it should be putter across the board if there should never be a Knas in these cases when it's a Ba on a Choso or a Ba Bito. So Gemara says, you're right, Al Karachach, Krab Yochan Tzvila. He must hold a Krab Yochanan, the Chayve Misa Shogin and Chayve Malkiah Shogin are all putter from, rather, all Chayve and Tashumim. And that's how he interprets all the Mishnah that lists all the different psulim of Abba Chos, Abba Bito, why there in fact is a Chiyam Mammon. So then the Gemara says, Amar Le Rav Masna Le Abaye. Le Reish Lakish, according to Reish Lakish, who holds the Amar, Beferish Ribsa Torah, Chayve Malkios, Kichayve Misos, that's Pater from Tashumim. So he now the Gemara asks the question, Man Tana, the Palagale, the Benichunim Ben Akanya. Who is the Tana who argues in Benichunim Ben Akanya, who says that Rabbi Nechunim Ben Akanya holds when there's a Chiv Kares paters Tashlumim. Who is the one who holds a Chayiv Kares would be Chayiv in Tashlumim? Who holds that way? E. Rabbi Meir, E. Rabbi Yitzchak. It must be one of them because they both hold that when it comes to Loki and Mishalim, because since Chayiv Krisos is really Malkus, according to Rabbi Meir, so Rabbi Meir holds Loki and Mishalim, we get both them. So every Chayiv Kares is also, in essence, Malkos. That's Lokum Mishalim, that's according to Rabbi Meir. Or it's Rabbi Yitzchak, who holds that there is no Malkos by Chayiv Krisos, but still, in the end of the day, he holds Kares, does not say Kimle with the Rabbi Minei, and therefore Kares, there would still be a Chiyam Mammon. I told you, a bit tricky, probably requires some Chazar to appreciate the different opinions there. Let's just do a little bit further, though. Now the Gemara says a completely different brisa. We're going to run through the brisa because I'm going to appreciate it. The tomorrow's daf is going to go through line by line, but just read through it quickly. And the end of the top of line above, we'll explain a little bit of the brisa. So Gemara says a few different points here. Tanur Rabbanan, Arayos Ushniyos Larayos. These two categories, which the Gemara is going to define for us on the top of daf lamin vav, ein lam knas v'lo pitoy. There's no punishment of knas, or nor is there pitoy. And mamenas ein lam lo knas lo pitoy, ailanus ein lam lo knas lo pitoy, hayotzi mishum shem ra ein lo knas lo pitoy. So those are just a list of different things, and we'll see again, appreciate that all tomorrow. So the just look quickly for a second. Rashi writes here, knas is referring to anusa. If someone's ma'aneser, there's no chiv to payment to the father. And pitoy is a case of mefuta. So we're going to describe all the details in tomorrow's daf. But the Gemara just says at least the first line here, my arayos, umay shnios l'arayos. What are these two categories? Elaim, if you're going to tell me arayos is referring to arayos mamish, like real arayos, as we know. And shnios is referring to medivre sofrim, the secondary ones that we described in the Maseches Yevamos of the medirabanan arayos. Well, the Gemara says, how is that true that shnios will be pater from tashlumim? Kevan de medirayse chazilei amay ein lam knas. So if we're talking about shnios are referring to divrei sofrim, dirabanan arayos, but in medirayse these are actually permitted. That means a person is ma'anes or mefate a woman, medirayse, she's not an erva, so there certainly should be a chiyuv knas. So how can we say that the din would be that since there's shnios midirabanan to be pater from a knas? In the derayse level, which you are referring to, there certainly would be a chiyuv knas. So shnios cannot be referring to divrei sofrim of arayos. Ella, what's referring to? Arayos are chayve mises bezdin, and shnios are chayve krisos. that there are also arayos, but certain arayos, achosa, for example, there's no chiv mises bezin, but there's chiv krisos. Those are the two categories of arayos versus shneos, but all the raisa level. Aval chayve lavin, if it was only chayve lav, like type of a moni, let's say, so the din would be only chayve lavin, there would be yeshlam knas, it would be a knas. Umani, who is the author of that? That's Shimon HaTeimani. He's the one who holds the b'chayve lavin, the halacha would be that there is a chiv of a knas. Ikadami, others say, no, arayos refers to both chayve mises bezin and also chayve krisos. That's all one category. But the shneos refers to chayve lavin, that even chayve lavin types of arayos would also be potter from tashumim. And who holds that way? Money, Rabbi Shimon ben Menasseh. In other words, there's a machlokas between Rabbi Shimon HaTeimani, Rabbi Shimon ben Menasseh, whether chayve lavin would be potter from tashumim or not potter from tashumim. And depending how you read this sebraisa, that would indicate who is the author. Is it either Rabbi Shimon ben Menasseh or would it be Rabbi Shimon ben Menasseh? Okay, we'll stop here. And everybody should have a wonderful day.